Número 1.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Claims Department. This is Melanie. Speak. I'm going to help you.
Hi. This is Chris Kirchkessner, and we have Horace Mann Insurance Company for our auto insurance. We had Thursday, which was the 25th, last Thursday. We had called the roadside assistance, and some man came on the line. I'm sorry, I don't know what his name was, but anyway, he took all the information that I had given him, the policy number, the expiration date, the vehicle information, and the location where we were, and he said that he couldn't find us. I gave him the policy number, but he said we were not listed under that policy. But anyway, I told him where we were. He hung. He put me on hold, and then he said he was going to find the nearest towing service. And he was gone for a while, but he came back and he said, hold on for a little bit longer. And then he transferred me over to the customer service department. He did not give me a reference number of, the claim that we had called about, the roadside assistant claim that we had called about Thursday.
Then a recording came on.
And then a recording came on, there was like four options. One was tire. The other one was reimbursement for towing. And I don't remember what the other two were.
Three and four.
And then
it
disconnected us.
Okay.
And so.
All right. So I'd be more than happy to assist you with this matter because it sounds like it's in regards to a towing. So I think what he was trying to do is get you over to client relations. We did have a bit of an internet issue yesterday, so hopefully it was getting fixed. So my apologies for the inconvenience of that, okay? So let me get
you
over.
Well, I was wondering if there was some kind of, I know they say that calls are recorded and all that. So I'm just wondering if there was some kind of a claim that was for road assistance that we called about. And also, when we were disconnected, we still needed towing.
Yes, I understand that. So that's the client relations department. So I need to get you over to the right department so they can provide you that information because we won't see any record of that.
Oh, so you won't see any record of any of the recordings when we called Thursday for the roadside assistance?
No, ma'am. This is customer service for claims, actual claims for tire and wheel, dent and ding, torn reimbursement, and torn dispatch. Client relations is the one.
One question. Okay, we ended up not, when he disconnected us, then we still needed towing. And so we were mile away from Lincoln, so we had somebody from Lincoln, Illinois, send a tow truck for us. So we had to pay for the towing charges. And I'm just wondering, will we be able to get reimbursement for the towing charges?
Okay, so are you trying to start a claim for towing? Because you said you still needed actual towing. So that's why I was going to get you over to client relations. So are we trying to set up for a towing reimbursement claim?
Yes, but see, it was from Lincoln, Illinois, and I don't know if this towing place is on the list, but you can go ahead and transfer me over, and we'll go from there.
Okay, one moment.
little.
The client relations department at NationSafe Drivers. Please hold while your call is transferred to a representative.
Thank you. California Client Relations. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Denny and Chris Kirchgesner in Riverton, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Last Thursday, we were returning home from the VA clinic in Peoria, Illinois, and when we were about 1 mile south of Lincoln, Illinois, on I-55 headed south, we heard a noise that sounded like I was having a tire blowout. So I pulled over to the shoulder, and we checked our car, and none of the tires looked low, so we got back on the road again and heard the same noise. So and traffic was very heavy, and originally I was in a middle lane, so I had a hard time getting over to the shoulder. But I did that, and we called our roadside assistance number, and my wife gave the information. We have insurance with Franklin Life Insurance, Horace Mann Insurance in Springfield. My wife gave them the policy number and our names and address and all the details that they asked for. And they said they couldn't find us. So they put her on hold
to
get us a tow truck. And there was a recording, and it gave her four choices, like, do you need gas, or did you have an accident, or was anybody injured? I don't know what all the questions were. And anyway, number four was other, or customer service. I don't remember which. So she selected number four. The same recording came back on again, told about each one, number one, number two, number three, number four. She hit number four. It did that about four or five times. So she hung up because we figured, well, we can't reach anybody. We're just sitting here on the road. And it was about the storm. It was got dark out. This was about 2:30 in the afternoon, last Thursday afternoon. And then it began to pour, like flash flood pouring. And
okay,
lightning
can I
and thunder.
Interrupt you? Can I just interrupt you one moment, sir? May I please get your phone number?
217-629-8260.
Okay, 217-629-8260. That's the number you called in from for roadside service?
It is not.
Okay, what was the number you used to call in?
217 741-5784.
Okay.
Cell phone.
That was my wife's cell phone.
The other number is our landline.
And, of course, she gave that information. And then they claimed they couldn't find us. So we had in mind that they couldn't find us because she didn't give our home phone number, which was probably what was associated with our policy. But that question did not get asked us. They just asked, I don't know if they even asked her what phone number she was calling from. I think that showed up. Maybe it showed up like on their caller ID or something. I'm not sure.
Okay, so did you
get they were
going to
send her a text.
Did you get service?
Pardon?
Did you get service or you didn't get serviced?
Not through that. We called the dealer in Springfield where I bought the car to ask them what they thought we should do. And they said to call, they gave us a phone number of a towing company in Lincoln, Illinois, who came, and they came with two trucks. We couldn't imagine what was going on. But they had called. The weather was so bad, there was cars on the side of the road on both sides, the left shoulder and the right shoulder. And one was making sure that the other one, I guess one was making sure that we were getting one of their trucks, which we had. There
did you pay out of pocket for the service?
We did, $175.
Okay, do you have the receipt?
We do.
Okay. Do you have an email address, sir?
I do, but what good would that do?
Well, I was going to send you an email. If you could attach a copy of the receipt, you can reply to my email, and I can start a reimbursement consideration process claim.
Do it by mail.
Can I either do it by mail or by fax? I'm not proficient on my laptop,
okay.
So I don't know how to do what you're talking about.
All right. Give me one moment.
I can fax it.
Hold on for me one moment, okay? I'm going to see if
this
right. is fine. Hold on. Thank you.
Five southbound mile marker 120 back. All means.
Okay, sir, we don't have a fax line. What I can do is I can send you an envelope, and if you would put the receipt in the envelope that I'll send out to you, and just send it, and I'll address it to my attention, okay?
Okay, that would be perfect.
Okay, what's the correct spelling of your last name?
It's K-I-R-C-H, like in Kirk, G-E-S, in Sam, N-E-R.
So I've got K-I-R-C-H-G-E-S-N-E-R.
Yes.
Okay.
It would be Dennis, right. D-E-N-N-I-S.
Right. And you're Christina.
I'm Christina. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
What was so strange is they never found us, that we even had a policy from Horseman. That was the strangest thing.
Yeah. I think there's something going on with the Horace man. I know they're looking into something right now because you're not the first customer who called me and told me the same thing. So let me just verify your mailing address. It's 58 Allen Drive, Riverton, Illinois, 62561.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'll send out an envelope. It'll be coming from NSD. Okay.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and put a self-addressed envelope within the envelope that I'm sending you, so you can just put the receipt in there. But please, Christina, please keep a copy of the receipt for yourself, because if it gets lost in the mail, then you know.
You want the original copy.
You can send a copy, or you can send the original. But whatever you do, keep a copy for yourself. Okay.
Yes, we will.
Alrighty. Well, I'm sorry you experienced that. Like
your
I said,
name?
You're not. My name is Marla. My information
Marla.
Will be in there. So, yeah. Okay.
Thank you so very much. How
oh,
long will
welcome.
It
take? Not a problem. I'll get the envelope out today. You should probably have it the next few days.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Not a problem.
Where are you located? I'm just curious.
We're in Boca Raton, Florida.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much, Marla. Have a good day.
You're welcome, Christina. Thanks, on you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.